Sudeshna est indienne. Elle habite à Grenoble depuis quelques temps et ne parle pas encore tout à fait français. L'une de nous s'est lancée dans la réalisation de son interview en anglais. Let's talk in English.
I live Rue Barral de Montferrat, just okay. Next to Auckland.
And why do you come here in Maison des Habitants?
Oh, I've been here since long, so...
Okay, you like it.
Yes.
What do you like here?
Everything,
in this place?
The cuisine, even I go to Bouchard. It's great to discover, to know people, to get socialized, to build rapport, to learn French.
Are you learning French?
Yes. Just started.
Okay.
Because when I arrived, I was pregnant with my baby and just looking after him. So now he's two. Put him in the crèche and I have some space for me.
And where do you learn French?
It's Maison des Habitants with the past course.
Is it easy to learn French?
In a way, yes. But the only difficult part I find is pronunciation. It differs a lot because what you write and what you spell, it's totally different apart from English. So that's a complicated part. I can read French, I can understand, but only the part is when I have to pronounce. It's a little complicated with some words, yeah. Where it's I, U. The spelling starts or have these combinations, the pronunciation is really difficult.
Do you succeed to meet people even you don't speak French?
Yes, everybody here don't speak English, but I know everybody very well. Noel, I know him, he knows me, we speak. We speak because when you know somebody and you don't know the language, there is something else which helps, that is heart-to-heart talk. Nicole, she's been to my place and we know each other. There are many people from Bouchard group whom I know. They don't know even a part of English, but we interact because there's something else like a body language which helps us to communicate. So overall, the gist of her communication, I get it. And she tries to understand what I get. And if she don't, I ask Marie, who's my translator, to help me to convey my message to them. And it's real good. So even the language is not a barrier. Because why this is helping me is I lived in Brazil and I was not speaking Portuguese. But I have many friends who don't speak English, but they're all Portuguese. So that's how I learned how to communicate. I have a godmother from Brazil. So she don't speak English. She's an Italian woman, but lived all her life in Brazil.
Did you learn Portuguese?
Un peu. Little.
And what's your name?
Sudeshna.
And where are you from? India? Okay.
Yes.
Where in India?
I belong to south part of India called city Hyderabad.
Okay.
It's an IT hub. But I live in west part of India for the last 10 years. It's Gujarat. And the city name is Vadodara. It's again a commercial capital of the state, industrial hub. So my husband was working with Schneider Electric at Vadodara. And now we relocated to Brazil after we moved to France.
And if you need to make a difference between India and France, what's the difference?
Everything. In a part, people, language, culture, food, cuisine, especially the food, and the rapport between people. In India, like if you know somebody for one time, and if you meet them second, third time, fourth time you are at their place meeting them. But in French, it goes very formal. Even if you know a person for a year or two, still you are at like, hi, hello, bye, salut. Ça va, merci bien, and à bientôt. That's it, finish. But it's like never going to home. And if you know somebody like a professional working, it's like more complicated because they separate two things, apart. But in India, it's a little different. Like my dean of the university was my best man for my wedding. He initiated my wedding. So he's my godfather and godparents, his wife. And so it's been 10 years I'm married, but they are still in contact with us on every festival, on every celebration of my birthday, my wedding anniversary, my baby's birthday, my husband's birthday. They greet us, they wish us, though they are teachers, they are like parents now to us. But that kind of relationship, we don't find it here. It's like very formal and for just at aloof, you know, you keep people at a space. So real heart-to-heart, it's hardly with somebody.
And what do you like in France?
Oh, I like the mountains. I like the snow. I don't like the cold. And I like the fresh air. It's not much pollution like India. I have never been to mountains. Just recently I've been, but I want to go when it snows, as I was having a baby, so I never dared to go. In India, we always keep baby protected with all the warm things, and we never exposed to cold. So 2 years, we were never on the snow. So I tried to explore this year.
And do you make ski or snowboard?
No, I don't want to break any bones of mine. I don't even want to do any daring things because I'm not mentally prepared in a way. And I don't know. We are not used to ski and all in India. So it's better to be seeing from apart and be happy than go and break your bones.
And which dishes do you like in France? Which recipe?
To be honest, I have not been to any French restaurant until now. I've been here, some dishes Marie made, some dishes some other guests were showing, but I'm not really sure that everything is from French. But I like cakes and chocolates.
Even if you go to people's house, you don't try?
I've never been to any French house till now.
Should.
That's what I said.
Nobody need to invite you now.
Nobody invited, so we never been to.
Oh, okay.
Like in India, for example, if we have colleagues, like if my husband is working with Schneider, if we have some rapport, good rapport with some colleagues, we make them friends and we invite. So here we invited many people, many French, many Indian, many Turkish, Tunisian, Egyptian. We invited many people to our place, but nobody in return invited ever. So that's a big surprise for me. I don't know. So we've never been to any French or any other. Once we've been to a Turkish family. That's it. Yeah. On my son's birthday, I made it in a very royal way. I presented a very big buffet of Indian cuisines with all the specialities which we only do on special occasions. So I presented on his first birthday and on his second birthday. So it was yum, 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 yum dishes. For me, it's a challenge to look for a job here, as I don't speak French.
Thank you, and
thank you so much.
Tout le quartier Mistral se connaissent. Presque tous.